a diversity that was fostered by constant trading activity. And inevitably, over the centuries and generations, there was a trend to much greater political and social complexity, and a trend towards increasing interaction and interdependency between widely separated communities. Why? Because many of these islands lacked critical commodities and they depended on others for regular supplies of them. Aegean society fostered remarkable art traditions and skilled metal workers, but it achieved its greatest complexity on Crete. While mainland Greek society lagged behind for many centuries with only sporadic connections offshore. And Crete became the focus of the earliest Greek civilization of the communities of the Aegean. And this focus was based on trade. The Minoan civilization was first described by archaeologist John Evans, an Englishman, just over 100 years ago, in the year 1900. Evans was a man gifted with near sight, and he used his minute eyesight to study tiny seals which he found in antique stores in the flea market in Athens. And when he asked where they came from, the merchants told him they came from Crete. And in the years before the turn of the century, he visited Crete again and again, looking for the site of the fabled Minoan civilization. He found it on a pottery-strewn hillside at Knossos, near the modern-day city of Heraklion. When he started digging there in 1900, almost immediately, he found an elaborate network of rooms and storehouses and passages. In short, a complex temple and palace all in one. He named the civilization after the legendary King Minos of Crete because he recalled the ancient Greek legend of Theseus and the Minotaur. King Minos was said to keep the Minotaur, half human, half beast, in a maze under his palace, and surrounding cities sent girls and boys as sacrifices to the Minotaur. When it was Athens' turn, young Theseus, the son of the king of Athens, was sent. He made his way, with Minos' daughter's help, Ariadne, into the maze using a thread to find his way out, and killed the Minotaur. Now, Evans was struck immediately by the maze-like quality of Knossos, and he believed that Minos, his existence, had at least some basis in historical truth. So he named this remarkable Cretan civilization the Minoan Civilization, a very apt name. Evans excavated at Knossos for over 30 years. He and later researchers have established that Knossos was first established by village farmers as a small farming community in about 6100 BC, just about at the same time as the large village of Satalhöyük, described in Lecture 15, was occupied in Turkey. This was a simple community. The Knossos farmers lived in rectangular, sun-dried brick houses in a settlement that soon covered a considerable area. Clearly their farming expanded, and so did the settlement. By 3730 BC, the people were trading. There were signs of long-distance trade in the deposits of the settlement, in the form of such exotic imports as stone bowls. And then, in 2100 BC, the first palace appeared at Knossos. And this is one of the distinctive features of Minoan civilization. It was centered not on large cities, but on palaces. palaces where the elite lived, which also served a shrine-like purpose.